Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What's good, everybody? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. For those of you who are new here, we are your hosts, Sway and Liz. And on this podcast, we talk about true crime, ghost stories, and basically anything scary that you can think about, we're going to talk about it. So if that interests you, make sure to add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode.
Yep, guys. And we also review the latest scary movies. And if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, please feel free to send in your requests on any of our social media pages at Scaredy Cats, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K. Before we begin today's episode, I do want to mention this case did happen a few years back, but it is going on, where there's going to be a link in the description. You guys are more than welcome to go ahead and sign it. There's a petition going on to help reopen the case, you know, for them to go over it again. So we will tell the story after, at the end of it. We would really appreciate if you guys go ahead and sign the petition. But with all that being said, today's story has been surrounded by a lot of controversy, and many believe that Grant's death was no accident. In fact, his mother, Angie, as well as his sister, Gracie, have claimed that his father actually murdered Grant. So let's go ahead and dive into the details involving Grant Solomon's death. We will leave it up to you guys to believe if this was a murder or just a bizarre accident.
Yes, guys. So Grant was actually a star baseball player from the Grace Christian Academy in Franklin, Tennessee. Him and his sister, Gracie, were living with their mother at the time when Grant was sadly killed on July 20th, 2020, after he was struck by his own car in the parking lot of his baseball training club. The last person who was seen with him that day was his father, Aaron Solomon. And according to his father, once he went to get his baseball gear from the bed of the truck, it rolled backwards and dragged them across the pavement, down the hill, and into a ditch.
And the mysterious part about this is Aaron Solomon claimed that he was parked next to Grant as this occurred, but he was inside his own car checking emails and didn't notice what was happening. And honestly, like, personally, guys, I'm really aware of my surroundings, and like, from the side view, I can see when things are moving. So yeah, like, you could pretty much see if a car's moving over, right? But once he saw the truck roll over Grant, he called 911 at 8:44 a.m., where he told them that how the truck rolled over him, dragged his son into the ditch. He also stated that he and three other men were trying to help Grant, but he was trapped under his truck. And I did try to find the 911 audio. If we do find it, we will definitely put it in here so you guys can listen to it. But I do know that, like, this is kind of what started the whole controversy of, you know, about the dad.
I think it's odd how, like you said, he didn't see the truck
from the,
moving,
like,
or anything from the side at all. Even if you're, like, checking emails, like, if it's your son, if you went to go grab his gear, you'd probably be thinking, like, why is this truck moving?
Right.
If he went to go get his gear from the bed of the truck. So that just, it doesn't make sense to me, because I've when I wait for you or when I'm parked somewhere checking my phone, I can see, like, my side profile. So I don't know if he just didn't see it, like, for real or what, but it would be hard not to see that.
Exactly. Especially a truck, guys.
Yeah.
But as we said, he did mention three men were there. However, these three mysterious men never came forward with their involvement. And sadly, Grant passed away after EMS transported him to the hospital and Aaron declined services, including an autopsy, organ donation, and forensic analysis on the truck. Instead of, like, you know, agreeing to these services, he ordered his own private forensic analysis, which is very suspicious. But unfortunately, while all this was going on, his mother Angie was about an hour away from the hospital. So by the time she got there, there was not much she can do, and not long after this, Aaron was already planning Grant's funeral.
What?
Like, he was already, like, you know, seeing who was gonna perform at the funeral and, like, getting everything done. So it's like, as a parent, if my child just passed away, I wouldn't even be thinking about the funeral. I would just be so, like, terribly sad. Like, that's the last thing I want to think about, right?
Yeah, that honestly is a red flag right there. But guys, there's just so much that doesn't add up about Aaron's story, because the medical examiner's report showed that he had a blunt force trauma to his head, and three bruises were located on his jaw, near his left hip, and one on his right thigh. Most importantly, it did not show that the weight of the tires could have impacted his body, and there were no burns from the vehicle dragging him. And even with this information, there has been no real investigation conducted, which has led Grant's mother and sister to bring their stories onto social media in order to get justice for Grant's death. Now, with more media coverage, their story has barely come to light. And keep in mind, guys, this happened in 2020, literally 3 years ago.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like what made me so upset. It was like I barely found out about this. Yeah. And I found out about it because one of their TikTok videos had popped up on my For You page, and I started looking more into it. And I'm like, oh my God, like, how is this guy not behind bars?
And, you know, I'm not bashing on police officers or nothing, or like, you know, investigators, but why don't they see it, say, like we do? Like, that, like, that's such a red flag, quickly planning your child's funeral right after he just passed away. Mm-hmm. Not only that, the fact that there was no, you know, burn marks from the truck dragging him and all the other stuff they found.
It really,
there's a bunch of red flags to the point that, like, this guy needs to be investigated, but since he hasn't been investigated, that, to me, that's just weird. Like, why don't they just do that?
Exactly, guys. But literally, like we said, 3 years ago this happened, which is insane. And unfortunately, with Aaron's reputation and his role in the community, it has allowed Aaron to receive help in hiding what really happened to Grant. And that's mainly what I think is just like how, you know, he's a man with power.
Yeah.
So he's going to get away with it, you know? And hopefully he doesn't. I'm really hoping, because this poor family doesn't deserve to go through this, right? But not only is he hiding the truth, but also is a local law enforcement, the church, and Christian school that, you know, Grant had went to. And on top of that, Gracie, who is the sister of Grant, is not only claiming he murdered Grant, but she is also speaking up about him sexually abusing her when she was a child. And they also shared the details of how manipulative Aaron Solomon was, not only as a father, but as a husband.
Just before we get into the backgrounds of Solomon's family, I do want to mention a disclaimer. Some of the things that we'll be discussing may be a little graphic. So as always, guys, if it does get too intense to hear, you are more than welcome to join us on the next episode, or you can check out last week's episode as well. But now, with all of that being said, Solomon's family were far from perfect. Aaron was an abusive and controlling father who would hurt their mother, Angie, as well as Gracie and Grant. He was known to be very manipulative, and later in their marriage, Angie discovered that Aaron was having numerous of affairs and grooming underage girls. When Aaron grew aware that Angie knew, he threatened her to not tell anyone or else he would take the children away, which really is a difficult situation for Angie, because personally, I don't know, you know, what I'd do in that situation, but I wonder why the family never reported this stuff. You know, I guess they would be scared of, like, you just said, that you take away the kids.
Yeah, well, they were really scared, because I was reading more about it and just how he was.
Yeah.
Like, he was just crazy, guys. Like, it's insane. And, like, and I will mention later on this episode, too, she actually did keep a notebook of everything that happened, that he would do to them, that he would do to her, all the things he has told them, like, how he would threaten them. So, it's just, like, I don't know. It's really sad, but it's just kind of, like, I really hope that this guy gets caught. But besides that, jumping back into it, Angie kept a lot of the incidents with Aaron written in a journal, like we said. And one of those journal entries, she stated that in May of 2013, Aaron strangled her with the hairdryer cord. Grant was present during the time that this was all happening, and they had feared Aaron so much that they didn't tell anyone. After this, Aaron lied to the hospital, stating that Angie tried to commit suicide. He would literally make her seem unstable, and most people would believe him. And when Angie went on a school trip with the kids, she arrived home and was taken into the hospital after Aaron reported that she was suicidal. She then explains to her doctor what really happened and about the abuse she's endured. So for her safety, they decided to keep her overnight away from Aaron. I'm really glad that the hospital listened to her and they did that, because who knows what would have happened. But as if things couldn't get any worse for her and the kids, the day after she comes home, somehow Aaron convinced the police department that she was mentally unstable to keep her children, and she was not able to see them for over a year.
Dang.
Like, a year, guys. Yeah. It's just like, it's this whole case was mind-blowing to me, because I'm like, how is this even happening?
Yeah, and during the time they were away from their mother, Angie and Aaron went through a divorce where even Angie's own father testified against her.
Which is so messed up.
Yeah, it's odd. What is odd about this as well is that 4 months after the divorce hearing, Aaron's attorney donated a large sum of money to Judge Smith's election campaign. And despite Angie's medical reports, where her doctor reported that she was equipped enough to be a mother, Judge Smith dismissed it.
And obviously, guys, that just shows that money was involved during this case. So that's why, like, kind of like Aaron got his way, you know? Like, I'm going to keep saying this. This is just like, this guy had power and he used it, and people in the community helped him to cover up something like this. And it's just like, if I was a part of that community, I would do everything I could to stand up against it. Cause it's like, this poor kid didn't deserve that, you know?
Yeah. That's why these people feel like it's okay to keep doing what they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying that he's going to murder somebody else again, but that's the reason why a lot of people in this kind of scenario keep doing those things, because they can get away with it.
During this time frame, it was when Gracie explained that he would not let her bathe alone, and sometimes she would be really sleepy sleepy and somehow wake up in Erin's bed with rashes on her inner thighs. And her grandparents from Erin's side were all aware of what was happening behind closed doors. Erin was also known to be explosive, where he would often hit them, and even sometimes while they were driving, Gracie stated that if they would say anything that made him mad, he would speed with them in the car out of anger, endangering their well-beings. And there was even an incident when Grant tried to jump out of the car, guys. And this is how insane it got, to the point where he really tried to jump. And this is during the time when Erin was taking them away from their mom. Erin was said to have squeezed Grant's wrist so hard that he thought he had broke it. Him and Erin never had a father and son relationship, and there were times where he would scream in Grant's face and hit him and call him names and even throw away college letters. So like when he would get accepted to certain colleges, I believe like a few came in, he ended up finding out that he's like, okay, you're not going to this one, I'm tossing it out. Like he was controlling, and he controlled them so much to the point where he wouldn't even want Grant to have friends or his girlfriend around. It was basically like wherever Grant went, Erin was there.
So with all of those details about Erin, it was obvious that he was just a terrible person, and after years, Angie tried to reach out to the sheriff, known as Jeff Long, about Erin's physical abuse and sexual abuse as far back as 2013, but he still continued to do nothing. Even when Gracie opened up to the school about what was going on at home with Erin, they told her to keep quiet to avoid ruining her reputation. Then when Angie reached out to the members and the church for help, they all turned away. It was even stated that Grant went to ask for help for himself and the girls, and he was planning to testify against his father in court. The fact that people in church, you know, people that, you know, you're praising God and all that, and it's a sacred place, the fact that you are backing up a guy like this just shows how
terrible it is,
how much of a like hypocrites they are.
Yeah,
because honestly, that's messed up. And I wonder if, say, they were, no, because I don't think, because it'd be like out of their jurisdiction or something, so I'm like, I wonder if they moved out of that place and they tried getting help in a different state or in a different city. I wonder if that would have helped them
out. I do know that like right now on the petition there's three people that are willing to help, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I think there's a judge, a police officer, and someone else, like an investigator, detective. They're all willing to help, and they're from a different state, out of state, so they're willing to help enough to where they can reopen the case for it to become, you know, to get investigated. But yeah, guys, it was just, it's really crazy, because suddenly before Grant could even go on to, you know, testify against his dad, he mysteriously died. And like we said before, the last person seen with them that day was Erin Solomon. And apparently there was no camera on the outside that captured the incident. Now, 3 years later, Erin has not been charged with Grant's death or the abuse of Gracie. He even tried to sue Angie for the allegations, and multiple people have alleged that Erin pretty much controls the courts. So what do you guys think? A bizarre incident, or did Erin murder his son?
I'm pretty sure we can both agree with what we're gonna pick, but there's way too many red flags for me to believe that it was an accident. So I think Erin murdered his son, because I mean, if you would have came out and, you know, testified about his father would have lost his reputation, like everything.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when it comes down to money, people get really greedy about losing money, about losing their reputation, and about especially being in the community and being such a, like, say, like a face for the community and all that. At the end of the day, when people feel like they're gonna get their money taken away from them, they act on that. And it's just sad, the fact that this case, you know, when he found out that his son was gonna testify against them, he just mysteriously passed away in his truck, somehow dragged him to a ditch, and he just wasn't seeing it.
Yeah,
like I feel like there had to be cameras.
Well, somewhere. See, and that's the thing too, because I believe that one of the first few people that were on the scene was that sheriff.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong too, guys, because I'm just trying to remember if that's what I had read. I'm pretty sure, but that's why everybody's like saying like it's pretty fishy, because like you're calling these people, you know, to come, and these are the people that you're friends with. You know, it's crazy too, because like we said, Grant was already 18, so obviously he was old enough to help his family and help his little sister, because once Gracie kind of like came and he ended up finding out about all this, he was really upset. You know, he was upset to the point where he's like, I'm gonna get us away from this guy, you know. And that's what he was trying to do, but then sadly he passed away. So I know there is like a Gracie's videos out there on YouTube, if you guys definitely want to check it out. And there's also a TikTok video that went viral. I can't remember who posted it or the creator that did it, but they're trying to help Angie as well and Gracie. And I even read, I think in that video actually, I saw that his mom had put like flowers and all this stuff out, and his dad ended up having it tossed away, cleared the grave. And she even has pictures of this, guys, of when they had it set up, and then when they came back to see that the dad took everything away.
Yeah,
so this guy was so angry about his son passing away that supposedly he cared about so much, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's how intense this guy was. And I will fully on say it, I'm definitely on Gracie and Angie's side. So like we said, guys, before we close off today's episode, the link to the petition will be in the description. So please check that out. Sign it, because I think it's about 300,000 signatures is what they're needing. Yeah. So I know she's tried to do it a couple of times. So let's help her get there, guys, because we need justice for Grant.
Yes, guys. So we want to thank you guys for joining us on today's episode. If you guys did enjoy, please, like always, leave us a review letting us know what you enjoyed about it. But without further ado, we are out.
Peace.